Well, it's a real joy and honor to be back in God's house again tonight. Asa's daughter, God bless you. And I thank God for the opportunity to be able to be here with you fine folks. I've really been looking forward to this meeting to see what God's going to do for us here this week. I thank God for what he's already done, saving that young man here this morning. Boy, now that was a blessing to see anybody this day and time saved. I tell you, I like to go when I see God does something like that, when he transformed the sinner. And I was trying to explain to his wife there in the fellowship, well, thank you, that she's got an awesome responsibility on her now. There was a woman in the Bible, sometime you ought to read it, her name was Esther, in the book of Esther. And she was married to undoubtedly one of the wickedest men in the Bible. The Bible said that he throwed a big party one time, lasted 180 days, lasted for 6 months. 6 solid months this man throwed a beer and wine party. The party began to wind down, and the guys didn't want to carry on and laughing and joking and carrying on like they was and a partying. And so he told his wife, he said, we're going to have to liven up this party. This is his first wife. He said, I want you to go in there and pull your clothes off, and I want you to come in here, and I want you to do the butterfly wiggle for these men in here, and I want you to dance and do the bunny hop and the pony and the frog and all that kind of stuff. I want you to come in here and turn these men on. And she refused to do it. If you go to my website, you see I got a message on her called Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, because he sent 7 men after her to make her strip her clothes off of it. And I call it Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. She said, honey, I ain't pulling my clothes off for this drunk bunch. There ain't no way I'm going to do it. So then he sent out to have himself a beauty contest. And that's how that he wound up with Esther. But that's not really her name. Her really name is not really Esther. Her name is really Myrtle. Amen. And what God did for old Myrtle. Amen. It saved her and saved old Myrtle. Amen. God still likes saved Myrtles tonight. Is that right? And then she got ready to go to bed that night. It looked like the kingdom was going to be took over. And God told her, Mordecai told her, said, this is, you was brought into the kingdom for such a time as this right here. And she turned her husband over to the Lord. And he was the king of all the land. And that night he went to bed. And God took his sleep away from him, and he couldn't sleep, and he didn't know what was going on, and he woke up during the night, and he told his servant, he said, let's go down to the library. And so they went down to the library, and when they went down to the library, he said, read me a book. And he got to going through the alphabetical order, A, B, C, D, and he got to the letter S. He said, King, I'll read you this book here. And he pulled it out. And in that book, it told about a Savior that died for that king and how that his life could be changed. And that night he got saved. And the next morning, Esther come down to eat her Cheerios and she's sitting across from him and the tears are rolling down his face. And he tells her that night that he found out about a Savior that died for his sins and got born again that night.
Yeah.
Boy, isn't that good?
Yes, sir.
I was at a meeting some time back. This lady, you ladies have got your husbands, don't go to church, don't you quit. You keep going to church. If he don't go, you still go. Is that right? Because you can win him that way by your faithfulness of staying hooked up with God. Is that right? And this lady, this man would always carry his wife to church. And he'd drop her off. He wouldn't go, but he'd drop her off. And then so one Sunday night, brother, he done brought her to church, and he come to church at the regular time to come pick up his wife. And the services kept going on. And he kept wondering, my Lord, she done been in there almost a half an hour. Wonder what in the world's going on. And so he gets out and he walks up to the church window and he looks. And he's looking in the church window at night on a Sunday night. And she's standing up about 3/4 of the way back. People's on the altar. So he can't figure out what's going on. So he goes back to the car. He sits in there a few more minutes. He comes back in. He comes back into those double doors with that diamond-shaped cut in the window there. And he pushes the door open a little bit. And his wife is standing there, and she's asking the church. She said, I want you to know that I love my husband so much. And I want us to pray that God will convict him and that he'll get born again to the family of God and that he'll live for you and he'll carry me and these children to church and take the man's responsibility that he's supposed to have. He slips back out the door. He goes get in the car. He's sitting in the car and they take off to head to the house. And he said, what kept you so long in that church? And she said, oh, they was just praying for somebody in there. And he said, it must be somebody they love a whole lot. She said, yeah, it's somebody they love a whole lot. He said, anybody I know? Said, anybody I know? And she said, well, she said, just put it this way. We're just praying for somebody that we love a whole lot. And the Lord knows that preacher told me that they pulled that car off the side of the road. And he said, I was listening to you back there. Will you show me how to get born again?
Hey.
He got born again, but this ain't all. I mean, he didn't know all the ins and outs of the church and all that stuff. And he reached up to his car, broke his rear view mirror off. She said, what did you do that for? He said, honey, there ain't no looking back. And that's the way it's supposed to be with us. Is that right? No looking back. I want us to turn over to, if you would, to Exodus chapter number 3. And then we'll go to Acts chapter number 3. I'm not going to hold you long. I want to give you the point of the message and we'll go home. So good to see each one of you in God's house tonight. Brother Charles, I heard this week that a daddy and his friend was sitting in a restaurant and both of them had their two boys with them. And one daddy looked at the other daddy and said, I'll